Okay, great. So one of the hosts of the Roboism podcast, this is Savannah Million.
Hi, I'm Savannah. Alex Cox and I have a podcast together called Roboism, and we were both supposed to be here tonight, but she had a conflict last minute, so I'm here by myself, so you're going to be really nice to me. Okay. Thank you. So I wrote a little story in like the past day, and because Roboism is our podcast about robots, it's about robots. So Roboism is a podcast about robots and feminism, but it's also about technology and pop culture and a lot of Elon Musk updates. And it's a lot of fun, but it's mostly about robots, so I spend time reading about robots and talking about robots and thinking about robots. And robots are really cool, and they're complicated and powerful, and they've gotten really complex lately. You can have conversations with them, and sometimes they can even trick you into thinking that they're human. And we want them to be more like humans. We give them faces and voices and names and personalities, and we project our emotions onto them. We write stories and movies where robots are indiscernible from humans, and then we ask philosophical questions that challenge what humanity is. But robots and algorithms aren't quite like humans yet. They haven't quite grasped that humanness quality, and instead they just try and act like humans. And people love to point out robot shortcomings when they try and act like humans and fail. Whether it's videos of robots playing soccer and tripping all over each other, or like when you ask Alexa for the recipe for a martini and she tells you it's one part gin to six parts vermouth. Or a BuzzFeed article comparing Facebook's newsfeed algorithm to an awkward uncle who like knew that you liked horses when you were nine and then is just like sending you horse stuff all the time. And we use the term robotic to mean inhuman sometimes, a word to describe something that goes through movements without consideration, follows protocol, disregards emotions, operates robotically. But humans are awkward too. And I know Victor said that this subject was cheating, but I apologize, but it's integral to my story, so you're just gonna bear with me. But my mom passed away really recently, and really suddenly. She was diagnosed with a really rare, aggressive form of cancer in early March, and she didn't make it to April. And since the day of that terrible diagnosis, it has become increasingly clear to me how lovely my friends are. And even my most awkward friends have said some of the kindest things to me, even when it's really hard for them, and even when they didn't know what to say. But some of my friends, people who I see every day or multiple times a week, haven't said anything to me. And it's kind of like I'm sitting in the middle of the floor crying, and I have a Roomba, and it's just going around the room vacuuming like nothing is wrong. And it's just programmed to do that. And I'm so sad, and my friends' lives continue on like Roombas, like robotically, and I notice. And I don't mean to call them out, and I would hate for anybody that I know to listen to this and think that I'm talking about them or that I'm upset with them for not saying anything to me, because I'm not, and I can't be, because I've also been the Roomba friend. I've never gone through anything like this before, but I know people who have, and I never knew what to say to them, and I felt like if I brought it up, they'd be overwhelmed, or they just didn't want to be reminded, and so I didn't say anything, like I was programmed to do, right? We want robots to act more like humans, but we're not always great at acting like humans ourselves. We're awkward, and we make mistakes, and we act like robots, and it's hard to step out of our routines. It's hard to process death. And it's hard to talk to someone when you don't know what to say. I think that we can do a better job of acting like humans. I think robots can, too, but so can we. And I want to try and act like a better human by being kinder to my friends, even when it's really hard. And I think that being a good friend is pretty radical. So, thanks.
Savannah Million, thank you so much. Oh my God. Give it up for Savannah, everybody. That was lovely. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, when my grandma passed away, that was years ago. I told a story about her passing away two times ago we did a design museum collaboration, and you know, I still remember which of my very good friends never said anything about it, which is weird, but I don't think you'll ever forget that. I don't hold against them, just like you, but I'll never forget who never said anything to me. And it's hard. We all are awkward, but I don't know if a human has ever been awkward enough to say, "Put the cube in my chest, Sam." Which is probably the most awkward thing a robot's ever said. Thank you, Mary Beth. Thank you, Mary Beth, the one person out there. That movie's so bad. You guys, I love Transformers, and those movies are fucking terrible. Anyway.